Tom Homan wants 200 worksite checks every week. By Neil Monroe on March 10, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies are stepping up worksite enforcement of the nation's border laws. Enforcement czar Tom Homan told Breitbart News Saturday. I ordered a vast increase in work enforcement. We've got a plan right now, of 200 worksites a week, Homan told Breitbart News on March 8. Better for companies to get square of the law than us to take action, he added. The focus on worksites represents a fundamental restructuring. Compared to the Biden administration's more measured approach to worksite enforcement, noted the National Law Review. Employers across industries must prepare for what many experts anticipate will be the most aggressive immigration enforcement environment in recent history, the review said. Watch, Trump's border czar Tom Homan is no nonsense. Violating U.S. law isn't the answer for more workers. The flood of migrants has lowered Americans' wages, raised their housing costs, and reduced the productivity gain and innovation needed to keep pace with China's rapid evolution. The flood also washed away economic pressure on U.S. employers to find, train, and pay at least 5 million welfare-dependent men who have drifted out of the workforce since 2000. Employers have greatly reduced their socialization and training of American youth since the 1990s, even though they have many special protections and benefits in law, such as bankruptcy rules and tax deductions. Employers hire illegals because they can pay them less, work them harder, and undercut their law-abiding competition, Homan said. Worksites are the number one place where we find victims of trafficking, Homan said. The Biden administration stopped it, and that's why trafficking went sky high. 600% increase in trafficking, he said. We're going to put an end to it, we're going to enforce our laws and have the most secure border in my lifetime, Homan added. Amid the new federal pressure, employers can work at now replacing those illegal aliens with somebody with proper status in the country and save themselves from possible prosecution and penalties, Homan told Breitbart News. Business groups are using passive resistance to protect their workforce from immigration enforcement, WGBH reported March 6. Watch, Tom Homan, not happy until go-to-way number reaches zero. In mid-February, federal agents visited several stores in the Orient Heights section of Boston but were stonewalled by staff and owners. I remembered my rights and told the man, I'm not obligated to respond to your questions. Store clerk Joanna Zapata told WGBH. Which continued. It was due to their owners' preparedness that they were able to protect their workers and protect their businesses. On February 13, said City Councilor Gabriella Coletta Zapata, who represents East Boston. East Boston has a strong immigrant community. And protecting these businesses from ICE enforcement action requires that level of preparedness as well as community support. Other businesses are more vulnerable. Fox News reported on one action at a bakery in Texas. Bakery owners in Texas are facing felony charges after Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Homeland Security investigations, HSI, raided their store and arrested 8 suspected illegal immigrants. Lawful permanent residents Leonardo Baez and Nora Alicia Villagal, the owners of Abby's Bakery named in the federal complaint, admitted to knowing their employees were in the U.S. illegally. Two of the suspected illegal immigrants allegedly confirmed to HSI that the owners knew about their status and willfully harbored them. Breitbart News has closely covered the workplace enforcement of the nation's immigration laws.